The Alternative Stories and Fake Realities Podcast. Audio drama, poetry, fiction.
You're listening to the Alternative Stories and Fake Realities podcast. In this edition of the podcast, we bring you comedy drama from New York City. Out of Towners is written by Jackie Jorgensen and Mary McDonald. If you listened to our Christmas 2019 podcast, you may remember an audio drama called The Out of Towners Club. And if you remember the Out of Towners Club, you may remember Jenny and Allison. There was this.
Oat milk cappuccino for Jenny? Ugh, why didn't I take it over to her? I could have casually leaned on the table and asked how her day was going. I can be really carefree when I want to be. Oh wait, her panini. Okay, I'll just walk this over. Super chill. Really chill. The chillest. Bon appetit! Okay, wow, you're French now? That was freakish. Just gonna go over here, eat scraps off the floor, and wish I was never born.
And this?
Ugh, she thinks I'm such a creep. She keeps looking over here at me. Of course, when the charming barista asks for your name, it's just for the order, Jenny. We all know this. Why did I ask her, "What's your name?" Allison. But she said it with that strained chuckle, so R.I.P. me.
This?
I could go back. Leave her feeling charmed. I'd say, "Oh, Allison, was it? Well, Allison, what do you say we get out of here?" Then we'd go skating, and snowflakes would fall onto her cheek. But I'd wipe them off, and she'd say, "Sensationnel." Because I think she might be a bit French.
And eventually, surprisingly, this.
This is perfect, because I can ask you on a date, now that you're not a customer.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, I really didn't anticipate this going well. Jenny, hey.
Oh my god! You actually came!
You asked me, didn't you? Of course I came.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Me too.
6 months on from that Christmas, in a COVID-free world, Jenny and Allison have been seeing each other, and things are, well, things are complicated.
Today is my 5-year anniversary with New York City. I wouldn't have even remembered had I not gotten that notification reminding me of a post I made about my move here. I posted a picture of me carrying a tiny box, and I think the caption was like, "Doing the heavy lifting," or something. But it was hard to focus on that bad joke when I was so distracted by my hair. I mean, baby bangs? Really, Jenny? I definitely thought I looked like Audrey Hepburn, but I actually looked like a toddler who got a hold of a pair of scissors when mommy wasn't looking, which, let's face it, was also true, my mom wasn't thrilled. But, okay, I moved to New York for school, and now that I've graduated, the rose-colored glasses have slipped and fallen off my face, smashing to the ground because yet another person has bumped into me on their way out of the subway car. But it's not just the subway car. It's when the platform is wet and nobody's been mopping. Because you're for sure slipping around in someone's piss. It's walking up the stairs at rush hour and the guy in front of you farts into your open mouth. They're not all subway related, but they're mostly subway related.
Jen. What are you doing calling me at 11:30 on a school night? You okay?
Yeah, I'm... fine. Completely fine. You know me. Always fine.
In a not-quite-fine sort of way?
Yes, guilty. Do you have 5 minutes for a chat?
Sure. What's on your mind?
Could we meet somewhere?
Yeah. Baker's on Madison and 106th.
Perfect.
Jen, forgive me, but are you wearing pajamas?
Can you tell? I thought maybe they looked like, jogging pants.
Not really. They have little stars and moons and...
Dan, I didn't come out here in the middle of the night to talk about what I'm wearing on my legs.
Sorry. So, what's going on?
So I opened my heart up to him. There and then in Baker's until 1 a.m. And of course, then I walk home. And then I can't sleep. And here I am, still awake at... Oh god, I don't even want to look at the time. I don't hate New York. I'm just not in love with it anymore. And then there's Allison. Do I stay for her? She says she won't do long distance. And yes, we do consider Newark long distance. If you need planes, trains, or automobiles, it's long distance. She says if she's going to be with someone, she really wants to be with them. And I get it. The other day I sold my textbooks in the same neighborhood as her cafe, so I stopped in. Seeing her there, I felt cold and clammy all over again. She actually winked at me in slow motion, so I asked if she had pink eye. The moment was ruined. I can't imagine a world where I can't just stop in like that anymore. So I'm finding myself a bit lost lately. I have one big problem and zero real solutions. I think about it constantly. And I think about how country people date literally all the time. It must be a nightmare to drive to see each other. But so is taking the subway. Touché, small town folk. Allison has been there for all of those frustrating subway moments. And they're actually kind of manageable when you have someone to laugh about it with.
Sometimes, I wake up really early. I'm not sure why. The city noises generally soothe me to sleep. It's almost like when they finally calm down a little bit at 4 or 5 in the morning, the quiet wakes me up. I usually get back to sleep eventually, but sometimes I'll get up and look out the window at the empty streets. I'll wonder about the few people who are out and hope that they got enough sleep. And then I'll look at Jenny. I high-key low-key just stop and watch her sleep. I don't stand over her or anything, just glance over from the window and look at her face, lit by the streetlights. I feel like it's not creepy because she's like obsessed with me. She'd probably be so flattered to wake up in the middle of the night and see me smiling sweetly at her. Or she'd be like, what's up, freak? And I'd be like, you're right, I'll see myself out. Thank you so much. The thing is, I don't really see this ending in a breakup. I know I've only known her for 6 months, and that we're still deep in the honeymoon phase, but this doesn't feel temporary. Also, I went to a $20 psychic on my way home a couple days ago, and she said it isn't temporary. So I guess that settles it. We're getting married.
You're getting married? Wow! That's amazing news! Congratulations, Allison! Oh, wow. Oh, Jenny must be so delighted, too.
Well, she doesn't actually know yet, Kylie. I was calling just to...
Sorry, Allie, I don't quite understand. She doesn't know yet?
No, not yet.
So, you've decided this?
Almost entirely, yes.
Okay. But you've called me to tell me you're getting married because...
Okay, let me finish this before you shout at me.
I'm going to shout at you?
Possibly, probably. But listen, I spoke to a psychic and...
A psychic told you you were going to get married?
Yes. Yes. I know it sounds crazy, but it's made me realize more deeply than anything what I feel for Jenny. Does that make sense?
Of course, Allie, but listen, tell her. Tell Jenny before you tell me again. I am going to forget we had this conversation, and the next time we speak, I want to hear that you and Jenny are getting married, and that Jenny was part of that decision. Am I asking too much? Is that unreasonable?
Kylie was right, of course. I had to find a way of telling Jenny, or asking her. But in the back of my head, I kind of felt this shadow, a doubt, a nagging uncertainty. I know that Jenny's not from here and never really intended to stay here, but I'm here. She likes to complain about the rats and the crowds and the general griminess, but that all comes with a sweet, sweet side of me. Plus, it's New York! Concrete jungle that dreams were made of, there's nothing you can't do, except find affordable rent or a job that pays a living wage, but hey, it's New York. And she just bought that I Heart New York shirt, so obviously she just likes to whine and wants to spend the rest of her life here. With me!
I'm at my wit's end, frankly. I'm losing sleep. I just lay there awake at night trying to figure out a way I could leave New York and keep the girl. I even mentioned moving to an apartment on the other side of town, and Allison firmly said she will never move, which is fair. If you get a cheap apartment with a good landlord, you hang on to that for dear life. That's rarer than finding true love. But I have figured one thing out. I can't spend another year in New York. I wish I was the kind of person who still sees the romance of the city, but I just see the rats, and the garbage, and the people who are mostly garbage rats. Is that a rat?
I don't see it. Where?
Over there and amongst the garbage.
Still not seeing it. Where precisely am I supposed to be looking?
At the pile of garbage. And at the rat-shaped object peering out from it, like it's psyching me out.
Oh yeah, I see it. Yeah, that's a rat, definitely. You know, they're kind of cute if you look at them in a certain kind of... Ow! Did you just hit me?
I'm just done. And I can't afford to procrastinate on this any longer. Literally. My bank account is so low, the whole screen turns red like in a video game where your character's on the brink of death. So that leaves me no choice. It's time to tell Allison. Not like a breakup, per se, but a conversation. About how I'm moving away for good. Even though she won't come with me. And won't do long distance, and oh god. I guess it is a breakup. I'm gonna go over there and break the heart of the most sensational person I've ever met. But I have no choice. And it's not like my heart isn't breaking along with hers. Probably worse, actually, because I'm the one who has to do the breaking up. And if anything, she should feel sorry for me. I mean, I'm sure she won't say, "I'm so sorry you had to break my heart. Are you okay?" But I have to admit that extreme level of empathy would be really appreciated right now. So I've just gotta get up and go over there. Just walk down to the public restroom of a subway. Get on it. Get off it. Walk up the stairs and knock on her door and, "Hi, you look nice. Let's sit. This is over. See you never again." And then I cry until snot runs down my face. And I wipe it away with my shirt sleeves, and she's too grossed out to be angry or sad. She just thinks, now that I've seen that, I'm relieved, frankly. And then I go home and I cry some more until I completely dry out and my skin peels off like a snake's. Oh, I can't do this. What would Meg Ryan do? You know, I think she would just bite the bullet and tell Tom Hanks that in another movie, this would all have worked out. Does that make Meg Ryan the angel or the devil on my shoulder? Whatever. I know what I need to do.
Jenny just dumped me. I don't understand it. What even was the past 6 months? Literally, why did we do that? Why did she come into my work and eat that panini all cute if she didn't want to die by my side, the notebook style? I guess she hates New York more than I thought, and apparently she hates it more than she loves me. It was weird because she seemed like she didn't want to do it. She presented it as a conversation, but the reality of that conversation was her saying, "Living here is hell for me, so have a nice life," and me being like, "Oh, okay." I guess that qualifies as a conversation, a very short and shitty one.
Hey, Allison, how are you? Wait, are you calling to say what I think you're going to say?
No, Kylie, wait.
This is so exciting! Okay. Not gonna steal your thunder. Yes, forget I said all of that. Rewind.
Kylie, wait.
Hey, Allison, how are you? Do you have any news for me?
I do.
Does it relate to a certain Jennifer?
Listen, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but it's not what you're expecting. We're finished. Through. She broke up with me.
Wait, say that again?
She broke up with me. God, Kylie, I can't believe it. I can't do long distance. I know that makes me needy, but I need someone who's gonna be around. Who I get to see a few times a week, who maybe drops in at my coffee shop once in a while just to say hey, and then once she's gone, all the other baristas get to tell me how she looks at me like I'm magic. Someone I can walk around aimlessly with on the first beautiful spring day of the year. I want to put on our matching jean jackets and walk in the sunshine together. I guess if I really think about it, I don't want to do that with someone who just conveniently lives in the same city as me. I want to do that with Jenny. I don't want to do that with Jenny over a Zoom call. I want all of that in the flesh. Ugh, why did I say flesh? Wherever Jenny goes, there will be coffee shops to work in and a sun that shines. Those things aren't exclusive to New York, and I guess neither am I. If the only thing standing in our way is location, I guess I could be in love with this city from afar a lot easier than I could with Jenny. Maybe I'm dangerously clingy. Maybe Jenny is literally only leaving this city to escape my clutches, but maybe, just maybe, I could pack up my bags and hit the road with her, and it could work. So I guess now I get on the subway, go over to my ex-girlfriend's house, and casually proclaim, "I'm coming with you!" Just a little more of that chill, carefree, cool girl energy that I'm known for. Pray for me.
So run this past me one more time, Jenny. You know, the bit about Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan, well, kind of told me to. I know that sounds crazy.
So this is like God told me to do it, but for crazy people.
God told me to do it is for crazy people, Dan.
Okay. So it's like God told me to do it for crazier people.
You're basically saying I out crazy crazy people?
That may have come out somewhat wrong.
Well, no. In many ways, your summation is accurate. But it's important to understand that I realized the craziness of the crazy decisions suggested to me by Meg Ryan.
Well, great. Wait, is that great?
Time will tell, Dan.
And Meg Ryan is...
entirely oblivious to any of this. Life can be so strange. One minute you're breaking up with someone because Meg Ryan told you to, and the next you're moving in together? And moving out of New York City? It hurt to tell Allison my decision, and it hurt to hear her say that she felt tossed aside. It even hurt to tell her I didn't want it to end because it was clear it had to. And then we just sat in that hurt, in silence, not wanting to move. If I'd had moved, I'd have to leave, and if I had to leave, it'd be over. But then I floated out of that apartment and all the way home. And that was that. The next day, I dried my tears with the linens as I packed them up. I mean, I'll wash them when I unpack. And I thought about what this actually meant for me. We were in the so-called honeymoon phase, and if we were going to stay together, it would be different. This isn't just cute dinner dates and midnight giggles. Now it's the mind-numbing work of combined bills. It's the bore of figuring out who cleans the toilet or sweeps the floor. It's the unflattering Sunday pajamas and dealing with each other's irksome quirks. From this moment on, we were either committed to committing or we quit while we're ahead. So when there was a knock on my door and she said she wanted to make it work, I cried and I laughed. And I sweat until Allison wiped my brow with her sleeve and said it smelled bad in my apartment. I didn't realize until that moment that's exactly what I had hoped for the past 6 months. I was preparing myself for the long term despite the massive short-term problem. And I wanted someone by my side, through the boring, the frustrating, and the downright disgusting. So I think the little Meg Ryan on my shoulder was an angel nudging me in the right direction after all. And I feel really lucky to have the patron saint of romantic comedies on my side. I'm in love with Allison. And we can move to Houston, or Chicago, or Los Angeles, or even to Rochester, or onto one of the Thousand Islands for all I care, as long as I'm with her, and we're not in New York City.
By some miracle, Jenny decided to let me in. I knocked on her door 12 hours after being dumped as if to say, "Hi, me again, back for more, break my heart some more, please, thank you." She had a brief lapse in judgment and thankfully let me come in to talk at her for 10 minutes about how I don't need to stay in New York and that I love many things about this city, but I don't love any of them more than I love her. And that I also understand if she's only moving to get away from me because, well, I can be a bit much. She told me I'm never too much, but she did question if I was making a rash decision. Which I undeniably was, but you can never really know if you're making the right choice, right? Until years later when you shoot straight up out of bed in the middle of the night and realize how different your life could have been if you had just kept up with your French studies. I had a feeling this wouldn't be one of those decisions I'd regret for years to come, and if it was, well, I'd return to the city and start classes en français, mon chéri. Somehow that convinced her, and now I haven't been on a subway in months. Jenny actually caught me looking up pictures of rats the other day. They're kind of cute now that there's some distance between us. I'm happy to just look at pictures of rats if I get to spend every day with Jenny in the flesh. Ugh, why do I keep doing that?
Hey, Dan. You okay?
Kylie, what the hell is going on?
Oh my god, I was gonna ask you the same thing. It's like I'm playing a relationship counselor in this utterly insane soap opera in which some idiot cast Allison and Jenny as the main characters.
well on the casting couch of the Out-of-Towners Club. I guess it was me who...
Never say on the casting couch of the Out-of-Towners Club in my earshot ever again, Dan.
No, I made myself feel sick just thinking it.
And yet, it escaped your lips.
I can only apologize. Hey, can I buy you a drink? I feel like I need to recap and review everything that's happened in the last couple of days.
And you promise not to mention casting couches?
Cross my heart. And we're gonna need to work out how to get to this place that they're gonna be living.
Wherever that may be.
Wherever that may be.
Towners by Mary McDonald and Jackie Jorgensen. Jackie Jorgensen played Jenny. Mary McDonald was Allison. Miguel Antonio played Dan. And Caroline Minx was Kylie. Additional material was written by Chris Gregory. Music, sound design, and production were by Chris Gregory. Original music was published by Scared Crow Music. Sound effects were from freesound.org. Out of Towners has been an Alternative Stories 2020 production for the Alternative Stories and Fake Realities podcast. The presenter in this edition is Kelly Winkler. We hope you have enjoyed this edition of the podcast. If you haven't already, please subscribe to us in your favorite podcast app to hear all our previous editions and our new podcasts the moment they are released. If you have time, we would be hugely grateful for reviews in Apple Podcasts or Podchaser, as this helps to raise the profile of the podcast. If you'd like to find out more about Jackie Jorgensen and Mary McDonald, we'll post details of how you can follow them on social media in our show notes. You may also like to check out Jackie's own audio drama podcast, Tales from the Ether. We'll post a link in our notes. Coming soon on Alternative Stories and Fake Realities, we have science fiction audio drama from British writer Emily Inkpin. The Bomb will feature an impressive cast, including Kelsey Griffin, who you may have heard in our drama, Selkie, and The Lake Isle. And Louis Watson from Selkie, and The Seeing Trees. We also have the concluding part of our poetry miniseries about women poets from Cornwall, in which we feature the work of Angela Stoner, and we will be bringing you an anthology of poetry and monologue on the subject of trees, featuring writing from Karis McRoberts, Signe Mana, Sarah Corbett, and Sarah Colino. Alternative Stories has a wide variety of content, including drama, fiction, and poetry, meaning there's bound to be something just for you. If you have requests for future topics you'd like us to cover or writers you'd like us to feature, please let us know by emailing us at office@alternativestories.com. Follow us on Twitter, where we post as @storiesalt, and on Instagram @stories.alt. For more details of our upcoming productions and to interact with our listeners, writers, and actors. Thank you for downloading this edition of the Alternative Stories and Fake Realities podcast, presented by me, Kelly Winkler.
The Alternative Stories and Fake Realities podcast. Audio drama, poetry, fiction.